Only the Fed Can Save Us, an op-ed by William D. Cohen, published in the New York Times on the 31st of August 2019. Here's the moment I realized the next financial crisis is inevitable. It wasn't August the 23rd when the president wondered who was our bigger enemy, Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve Board, or President Xi Jinping of China. It wasn't the week before those comments when it looked as if the trade war would tip the world into recession. Rather, it was the end of last November when Mr. Powell was giving a speech at the Economic Club of New York. By that point, the Federal Reserve had already raised interest rates three times in 2018, and the crowd of economists and business journalists at the lunch were looking for any sign that he might do so again. Fed chairs rarely make their policy changes explicit, but it was clear from Mr. Powell's comments that he was putting on the brakes. Quote, "Interest rates are still low by historical standards," Mr. Powell said, "and they remain just below the broad range of estimates of the level that would be neutral for the economy. That is neither speeding up nor slowing down growth." End quote. His use of the term neutral was the key. While he was talking, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rocketed up 618 points, its biggest one-day gain in months. But although a sense of euphoria spread through the room, as well as through the markets, I was overcome by a sense of dread. A decade of historically low interest rates has begun to warp our economy. As we learnt to our collective horror during the 2008 financial crisis, a period of sustained low interest rates forces investors on a desperate search for higher yields, inflating asset prices and the risks of owning loans and debt of all kinds. Instead of continuing to try to right the ship by gradually raising interest rates, Mr. Powell in that speech seemed to be caving to political pressure from the president and from Wall Street bankers and traders to keep rates low. Indeed, that is what he has done. On July the 31st, for the first time in more than a decade, he lowered short-term interest rates. That was a mistake. Mr. Powell and his colleagues at the Fed need to do what's right for the economy. If they don't, the only question that remains is, when will it all blow up? We're now more than a decade into an era of super low interest rates. The Fed's decision to keep capital cheap and plentiful made sense after the financial crisis. It allowed companies and consumers to get the money they needed to rev up the economy after the recession choked the capital markets. But the years of low interest rates have also caused debt investors to take on far too much risk for far too long. Like the oxygen we breathe but cannot see, that risk is all around us, in hedge funds, private equity firms, in pension funds and university endowments that have been investing in risky debt, in the form of corporate bonds and other securities, to the tune of trillions of dollars. It's the current version of the mortgage-backed securities phenomenon that helped to sink the economy in 2008. No one knows exactly how much of the trillions of debt that's out there is at risk of default. We do know that since 2008, the dollar amount of American corporate bonds outstanding has increased to more than $9 trillion, from around $5 trillion. Companies, universities, municipalities and governments globally have never been more indebted, with a record of $237 trillion reached at the end of 2017, 40% more debt than a decade ago. But that's the risk we can see. There is plenty of additional risk hiding in the shadow banking system too. For CAM to return to the capital markets, we must pop the debt bubble. The sooner, the better. Mr. Powell could pivot back to a posture of raising interest rates. He's been trying to hang tough. He has publicly defended the Fed from meddling by the president, who continues to pressure Mr. Powell to lower interest rates, believing, incorrectly, that it will accelerate economic growth. Mr. Powell does have other tools. He could direct the Fed to sell some of the $3.7 trillion in assets on its balance sheet. he most definitely should not lower rates again. Op-ed by William D. Cohen, a former investment banker and a special correspondent for the magazine Vanity Fair.